Should.
Here.
Meredith.
Here.
Grandpa.
Here.
Dunbar.
Here.
Lewison.
Here.
Martin.
Here.
Approval of minutes, regular session.
So moved.
Second.
Woodbury.
Yes.
Pitt.
Yes.
Meredith.
Yes.
Graham.
Yes.
Dunbar.
Yes.
Littleton.
Yes.
Crutchy.
The same. Approval of reports and bills.
Motion.
Second.
Woodbury.
Yes.
Yes.
Meredith.
Yes.
Graham.
Yes.
Dunbar.
Yes.
Littleton.
Yes.
Presentation of petitions, letters, and other communications. I do have some information regarding our future occupancy of the municipal court building. And I talked to Tommy Clayton for a few days. The two tables that we will need are a foot shorter than each one of these tables, and that'll be $1,069. So I'm looking for someone to approve that purchase. It's going to take 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. They're about the same color, but are exactly the same size as the existing tables in there in the municipal court building. So,
Thank you.
Greenberry?
Yes.
Good?
Yes.
Meredith?
Yes.
Grantham?
Yes.
Dutler?
Yes.
Clinton?
Yes.
Carty?
Good.
Okay. Any other petitions, letters, and other communications? Okay. Under unfinished business?
I've got something.
Okay.
We've had the game warden came last. Or 2 weeks ago to talk to us about Kyle's deal on the south end of town. The guy's name that he gave us 2 weeks ago was Johnny Copeland. He's a guy out of Dyersburg. I finally talked to him at the end of last week, and he said that he would be willing to come over here and help us with our problem. He was supposed to be at the meeting tonight, but wasn't able to come because he's sick. I told him I'd pass along his information. He says he uses foothold traps, which is what the game warden was talking about, that if somebody's dog were to get in it or something, it wouldn't harm the animal. It would easy, but get the dog out and either let its owner have it or let it go. He was concerned about getting permission from the property owners back there to be on the property. He is licensed in Tennessee. I do not know if he's licensed in Missouri. He was going to talk to Brian about that. He wants to do this job as long as he said it was in one area and wasn't all over town. One area, he wanted $400 per week as a flat fee with a 2 week minimum. He was not going to charge per cow that he caught. That was just going to be a flat deal. So, I talked to him. That's what I know. I'm throwing that out there. If y'all want to talk to Lawrence about it, on the legal end, I have not talked to Lawrence. So that's what I know on that. I don't know what y'all want to do with it, but there it is.
Well, I'm okay with that.
We probably need to get the property owners where he's going to be.
I told him we probably could. I didn't think that'd be a problem.
Two weeks
minimum is what he
said. Okay, so $400 a week?
That's right.
$800?
That's correct.
There's several back there that I'm
not. Yeah, there's several.
Yeah, it's cut up pretty good as far as different property owners. I think so. I believe that's right.
And just the property owners were
going to take place.
can identify that. He might have, he probably needs to help identify where he thinks he can do the rest of that.
Well, and he had said, when I talked to him on the phone, he hadn't obviously looked at the property. So it was hard for him to make, really give a price or anything else because he hadn't seen it. But based on what I was telling him about the three lines and the size of it, that's what I felt like. It had to be, come run the traps every day for 2 weeks and see what we got. So.
What's your idea?
Well, I'm okay with it. I guess it's just a business decision, whether you want to go forward with that policy decision.
But how do you want to avoid being liable for being found in charge?
If you want to talk about liability, I'll talk to you about it in closed session.
Well, we can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright. Okay, so we'll let that stand for a while.
Well, we'll go into closed session, I guess, then the meeting and see what he has to say and then move on from there.
You doing that?
No, I was saying at the end of the meeting, we'll go to closed session. Yeah.
Okay. Alright. Any other unfinished business? Okay. And the next thing are reports. The mayor's report. And I talked to Mr. Rosen today, and he's still working with the Nevada investor regarding Walmart building. And he has told me what they're discussing, but I'm not at liberty to tell it. The economic team is still waiting on a contract between the Arts Council and the city.
Our meeting fell apart. I had a business meeting on the day we had it scheduled, so it came up later. And then I think it's been hard to get one scheduled again for this week, so we're shooting for next week.
Okay. All righty. Next thing are appointments. Effective April 1st, 2018, on the Housing Authority Board, two people are up. One is Rodney Fisher and one is Joey Leffer, so I'm reappointing both of them. Planning and Zoning. I'm appointing Steve Moten to replace Carolyn Robertson, who resigned on March 2nd due to health reasons. So I do need a motion and a confirmation of these appointments.
Motion.
Granberry.
Yes.
Hood.
Yes.
Meredith.
Yes.
Stratton.
Yes.
Duckworth.
Yes.
Littleton.
Yes.
Cartier.
Yes.
All right. And the next thing is the FEMA Park property, and I'm going to ask Mr. Earl Bullington to speak. And
okay, you want to tell us how we got up to this point?
tell them what's going on, so they won't be surprised when they hear it.
Okay, well, I'll read some of this to you. It's not but one paragraph, so it lets the council know what's going on. But it is a purchase option, and it's conditioned on one thing, and that's, I'm going to read it to you. The condition present for this agreement is for the Colesville City Council to approve a recommendation by the Planning and Zoning Commission for an amendment to the Colesville zoning ordinances regarding the size for the subdivision, use that would allow lots smaller than 7,500 feet, and such other amendments necessary for the proposed development. And buyer is attached to this option, a proposed plat of uses and would show proposed lot size and proposed dwelling size and height as typically shown on any proposed subdivision plat. So when this contract comes back, it's supposed to have a request of what they want you all to do. You want me to share with them who the contract is with, or will we?
You might as well.
Well, and this came, I think, through some relatives of his in Crothersville, and Mike got a hold of them. But the purchasers are Cedric the Entertainer and his agent, I guess, Alan Warren. I've talked to him. I've talked to Warren three times. But they've developed an interest in this thing, come out of here and doing something for this city. I think he's a... Was he raised here in Crothersville or Haytow or what? He's from around here. They have a sincere interest, and they're contacting their engineers now and going to make a recommendation that comes back with this contract, which will come back to y'all. So nothing be done till y'all say it, but that's the condition that they're going to purchase it on.
That's correct. So all the owners signed the contract last week, and that was St. Air, California, can't correct me if I'm wrong.
And Mike, they're talking about buildings, not trailers. They want buildings, possibly even a townhouse too, but.
So, the owners have signed a contract now, and I'm sure that buyers will also soon, Friday day, and second day are back. So we should have it this week. And this has been a process. That property's been for sale for over 10 years now, and nobody has taken a nibble until now. And it looks like it's going to be something that's going to be very, very good for the city of Crowsville. So hats off to everybody.
If they do what they're talking about, it'd be a lot more than what y'all approved, you know, for the...
Well, it'll go before the planning and zoning first, and then they'll make the recommendation to the city council. And in order to have this occur, then the city council has to approve their land.
And then the purchase is closed within 45 days after the city council. That's excellent.
Right. Thank you. Anybody got any questions? Okay. Liberty Utilities, the rate hearing is going to be on the 23rd at noon in Saxon City Hall, and as I said before, I'll be there. And for us, it's $14.09 a month per house for the bill, I guess that's up. And up north, it's only $2.06. Brownfields, I talked to Edward today, and he has been given the go-ahead with the state, and will file in court this week. The airport car, I believe that the city council approved the $6,000 for the purchase from Missouri Surplus property. The Cornell property, where are we at?
Do we have it?
Pardon?
Do we have a car?
Not yet.
I gave Terry go ahead last week, I guess it was, on the Cardinal property from a legal standpoint. I mean, I guess it's been raining ever since.
Okay.
I'm sure he'll probably get it when that's
right. Legally, we're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job.
Thanks for ready to do it.
Yes.
Okay. The Missouri Economic Development Marlow project has been slowed due to rain. It's almost complete. And I've counted 8 fire hydrants out there that we didn't have before. They have to do a test.
They were doing one this afternoon and decided to run them off.
So Moreland Drive. We advertised for bids for Moreland Drive, so that's a little bit behind there. The Marler Sidewalks, Ms. Adele will apply for a grant August 2018. The Rick Center roof is just kind of sitting there. The materials are on top. Can't do much. Either it rains or the wind.
They were working on it this weekend.
They get when they can, but it's not this slow. The river forecast, I need that. Nope, but I broke that down. Anyway, it's supposed to crest tomorrow, and it's supposed to start going down very, very slowly. And just as long as it doesn't get to 44 feet, because then we don't have the money for the casino. So if it gets to, I believe, 42 feet, then they have to. The only gate that's left open right now is the one that if it gets to 42, then they have to close it. I left a message with Scott Lawrence, and he will be making an announcement in March regarding the location and service he's going to provide. Lot of Crowsville, Ameren, we have, of the 615 lots we have right now, we are 27% to go. We've got 165 now instead of 162. That's 27%. State Emergency Management Agency. We got a letter dated February 18th, which we have 30 days, which would be obviously March, probably March the 16th. and that we have to notify them of any changes we think ought to be made in that flood map, and then it's done.
Who's working on that?
I did some, and Terry should be doing some also.
Have we had John look at it at all? Just
John sent it to us also. We already had it.
Not Ferguson, but.
Oh, you meant that John Chittenden. Oh, I meant John Chittenden.
You meant Ferguson.
I meant Chittenden.
Ferguson sent it to us.
Okay, I know he got one.
But John Chittenden is involved in this. So
yeah, John Chittenden got a copy 2 weeks ago. Okay. I believe.
Okay. All right. That's the mayor's report. Police.
Johnny, you want to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. We have one more position open on the police department, and I'd like to fill that position with Shane Wiseman, who is a Haytown police officer. He's wanted to come to Clevenger. His fiance works at Fiat Head Start here. I think he's thinking about moving to Clevenger. So I'd like to recommend him for hire here on the police department. He has 12 years working as a law enforcement officer and 4 years in the jail. And I'd like to recommend him for the approval of the council.
Okay, I'll accept your recommendation.
You want me to move?
Yeah.
I make that motion.
I second it.
Woodbury.
Yes.
Took.
Yes.
Meredith.
Yes.
Franklin.
Yes.
Duckworth.
Yes.
Fullerton.
Yes.
Percy.
Abstain.
He will be given a 2 week notice on notifying the we are on level M.
Shelton Court. I'm at the Shelton Court for animal shelter. At this time, this is the animal shelter report. They've got 18 at the shelter, 18 dogs, 7 cats. Intake was 28 dogs and 10 cats, and owners picked up with 7 dogs and no cats. Except for adoption from the rescue, and I can't read the test data, so that's what
they're going to rescue.
Okay. 8 going to rescue, 8 dogs, 1 cat. They had 1 dog euthanized, 7 cats euthanized, 4 1 dog and 5 cats. And the food that they got, 550 pounds, whatever, for the dogs, 240s for the cats, and they had 2 dogs trapped and 2 cats trapped. Got a lot of wild things down here. One hand me this last minute and it was
I
think everybody in town is probably want to know that they got 22 skunks and 30. They had 22. They got 38 skunks trapped. So maybe one. Have that cologne in there.
I know one guy got 6 stumps in 1 yard trap.
That's been rough. That's all in this animal shelter report.
I got one more thing to say. With the water being up, there'll be deer and stuff running around town.
Yeah.
So if you see them trapped, don't try to approach them because they're wild. Yeah. They will hurt you. There was a 2 deer running down Ward Avenue the day before yesterday. Just give us a call. We have to.
I've got the fire report from Chief Charlie. Fire calls from 221 on 221-18. A call to 1105 Walker with smoke scare, nothing found. On the 25th. At 204 Gale, so the ceiling light that shorted out, they responded to that. On the 227 R3 school at McCarty, a fire alarm was sounded due to cooking. On March 1st, call the 15th and Davis was a vehicle fire that had moderate damage.
And on the 4th was a mutual aid to Kenneth to stand by at Station 2. They also report that the statewide tornado drill will be conducted on Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. And there will be training for the month of February. The training for the month of February was a tour of Lady Luck Casino for pre-planning of the facilities. According to Chief Jones, 17 members were present. That's all for the fire department report.
Okay. I know some number of emergency management in reference to a sign at our safe shelters at school. And I've got a couple of pictures here and quotes from Kansas Science as in Kate. They've been down and looked at this and this is what we've come up with. As far as notification, when the shelf will be open. So if you'll look at the picture on the back, you know, there's a picture of the one at the elementary school where the gentleman is standing next to it. We'll have double-sided signs with arrows pointing to the storm shelter. If you notice up on the top of the brick facade at the top, there's a light on there. And those lights will be on whenever the shelter is open. And this one at the bottom is the way it will look between the administration building and the middle school. And
the light will be on when it's open to the public.
It's open to the public, not whenever school is in session. But there's a breakdown of the costs, and the that's the two signs, is $1,086,937. With installation, the cost $1,067,162. And the school maintenance people are going to run the electric to the site, and the total will be $13,530.99. And this will be a great addition to the storm shelter whenever it's open for people to know where to go and when the light's on, and take the cost.
Your emergency management funds?
Well, I don't have a lot in there, but I feel like it needs to come out of there. Probably sold it between that and the certain maintenance need.
This doesn't have anything to do with the school. The school, the problem is, the way I understand it, is that the community doesn't seem to know when the shelter is open and doesn't seem to have a good idea of where they're supposed to go in to the building. And so we're fine about it being put on the property, and we are willing to run the electricity, and the sheriff's department has donated the lights. Just Cable got the lights. So it's just a matter of if the city wants to put the signs there on it. But we're okay with it being put on our property, so that people will know when it's open. And I think y'all have discussed when it's going to be open.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be y'all.
Where'd you say the money was coming from?
Is the money coming from there? You had the money to do that?
No, I don't have the total cost to do it. I would have some of it. Because most emergency management funds are earmarked for the outdoor warning sign maintenance. But I'll have some left probably in equipment maintenance in the fire department side. Maybe half of it.
Half and half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Their halves,
we either have our equipment or emergency and half of
those.
Do you have half of it in there?
I could probably get by with half of it, yes. And see, they want 50% up front.
Right.
And
you'll have to sign this contract.
Right, sign the contract and 50% up front, and the other 50% at time of completion, which they said would take about 5 weeks to make the sign and get it constructed. And I understand they're making three signs for First State Bank and all
also, they just put up a sign out at Bank of Missouri. Candy sign has. So.
And they're really good on schedule. I would make a motion to take half out of merch management, another half out of sales tax, and go ahead and purchase these, because I do agree that that is something that you can watch on stormy nights. Is the main question is, other than when the siren's going to go off, which is always going to be a conversation, is the shelter open? So.
I'll second it.
Mary?
Yes.
Pitt?
Yes.
Meredith?
Yes.
Grantham?
Yes.
Duckworth?
No.
Bulletin?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Anything else?
That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Terry's not here with us this evening, and he did tell me that they were going to start trying to fix some of the potholes and things, but we did fix a couple of them, and with all the rain stuff, it kind of washed it out, because you about have to have asphalt to go in the holes. That chat won't work, it comes on out. So
it's got to be dry when they put it in there, so it's right.
Code enforcement.
In the process of surveying several properties regarding this, and I've spoken with multiple property owners recently regarding the code violations and any letters being mailed. We'll continue to have an extension to abate the nuisance to the end of March, because it's a joke that sometimes the rain and they come a couple days in a row, so just give them enough time to abate the nuisance, so when I do go around to check to make sure everything's done, they have a lot of time to resolve the matter. And the City of Curtisville will still partner with them. MERS Goodwill would allow volunteers to work with our street and sanitation crew. And the street and sanitation guys have been really good with the volunteers. So we appreciate that.
I've got two questions.
Okay.
I'm not sure that you got these, because I was told you did. $1,203,000.
Mm-hmm.
You did. Have you followed up with that one?
Yeah, 1203 and across the street, 1203, 1206. And I recently had a gentleman. Well, I said you after. I didn't want to call it.
But also on Churchill, I want to tell you thank you for following up on that issue that we had.
Okay.
Along with you and Perry on working with that. Hopefully we got that resolved.
Well, we did, and I did call DNR to make sure that, just to know the process.
Exactly. We did have a concern. They were crushing cars and on 84 without draining them.
Mm-hmm.
So we did have a few business people and people call. So the conversation was, before the rumor got out there, was that Sonia had discussed it with the contractors and told the contractors that it was okay. That conversation did not happen. Sonia did not have the conversation with the contractors. So, before she was notified of that, or we were, the contractors were already gone. So, her and Perry had followed up with that, and it was a pretty quick process. So, I did want to say thank you, because it could have been something that we could have let avoid and been a bigger issue. Try to clean something up.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
Oh, no problem. And I want to say openly, there was I'm thankful for Ms. Rogers bringing it to our attention. There was a dump down in the newspaper of the assistant in the collector's office, and it was something that was openly brought to our meeting about me, especially during the winter months when I'm mobile. I didn't have to go out in the rain and snow. And so I assisted the collector's office as well. And I got the call from city council to do that. And I don't understand why that would be a problem. We all are city employees.
Mm-hmm.
And to help one another is just like part of,
Thank you for taking that responsibility as well.
Okay.
I'm going to, there's not a cemetery report. So, Parks Recreation.
We are wrapping up basketball season. It should be over with next Monday.
baseball and softball signups are still going on, but better get them in quick or there'll be a cutoff. So probably go through the next 2 days. So if you know anybody that's not signed up or dragging their feet about it, they need to hurry up. We still got water at the Riverfront Park. I'm trying to get it out of there as quick as I can, but it's not going to be down. Doing the best I can.
Good luck with that.
Not working hard enough.
And waiting on some dry weather for the roof and dry weather for the grant money that was given and bought us the equipment, the two merry-go-rounds and two seesaws, the old French Park, Short Angle Park, which is too muddy and terrible. So as soon as we get some good weather, we'll get in there. That's all we got.
Thank you.
Does it? No?
Okay. Library?
This weekend, the CHS Drama Department is going to have The Wizard of Oz. It's going to be Friday evening, two showings on Saturday, and two showings on Sunday. So it'll be in the theater, and the tickets are $7 each, and you can purchase them at the library if you want to see that play. I'm sure it'll be very good. We're preparing for summer reading again, and our theme this year is Libraries Rock. So I'll be doing a lot of that work this weekend when I'm at the library for the drama department, so I'll be able to give you more details as time goes on.
Thank you. Water, sir.
We opened bids. Maybe that's the day now. But we opened bids on the clarifier project, and we had $45,000 budgeted in the sewer extension. The low bid was Fabtech Wastewater Solutions out of St. Louis at $44,700. This is the same company that did our work a couple years ago on another clarifier. We've always been happy with it. They do good work. So I ask that y'all approve that bid.
Motion to accept the lowest bid from item tag 44-7.
Sir.
Winberry.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Meredith.
Yes.
Grantham.
Yes.
Duckworth.
Yes.
Closen.
Yes.
Partee.
Yes.
Insurance. We'll continue on with our bids for the health insurance. The current carrier wants to sit down with us on March 13th, and I would hope that some of the committee members will be able to meet that day and sit down with them to discuss the renewal rates. Other than that, that's
well,
all I
have. What time are you
thinking? It would probably be the evening. So we want to post a meeting here. What time? Say 5:30.
Okay. Okay.
March 13th.
March
3rd.
Maybe
Thursday.
I don't know if I got
trustees.
That should be back.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. New business.
I've got something real quick. Sue brought this to my attention. Last Wednesday, Paul Shaw was elected the Regional 7 District of Missouri Rural Water Association, which is a good thing financially for the growth of the city because it helps pay for training and courses for him, as well as kind of gives us a lot because he is good in the field that he does, so he's very knowledgeable. So. I'd like to congratulate him and do a round of applause for him, please.
All right. Anything else? Call from business from the floor? You got any bills? Nope. All right. Yeah, it looks like you're going to get out on time.
Great.
Okay. Under resolutions and motions and other communications, we're going to do a little quick closed session on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Motion to go to closed session for legal. Yes.
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 Yes.